So I says, just clear one side, lay down one side there, and I'll throw a bomb down. So I threw a bomb down, and of course it exploded. When it exploded, nobody came. I said, cover me and I'll go down. So I went down on these that were all in the earth, you see. You like going down steps, you see, on the timbers. When I got to the bottom and I looked up this little tunnel, I could see the light of a candle shining up out of this chamber onto this side of this side. I said, there's somebody in. So I said, reach them on the bottom. No, I said, I'll come up. So we came up. So, I says, fire a rifle shot down. And I did. We thought we had the Germans then. So I threw another bomb down. Just as I'm throwing this bomb down, they were all rushing to the bottom. We got about seven of them. But there were 14 of them all together. We were wounded about seven of them. I think there was one of them dead as well. Anyhow, they got out and we came to a farm. And there was a big farmyard. Well, we didn't want to be pestered with these. We wanted to be getting forward. So I says, there's some infantrymen billeted here. We look and I says, we'll push them onto them. So it goes to this big farm archway they used to have in front, you know, the farm archway and the big doors. And there's a sergeant there. So I said, here, I said, there's some prisoners here for you. I says, take the bloody things away, sir, and the bloody prisoner says, can't you see what's going on? I said, what's going on? He says, there's a firing's going on. So, looked. There was a round bottle, like a 40-gram drum of oil bottle, you know. They stand about, 3 foot or 4 foot high, don't they? And, they're reading the riot act tower to it. And this boy, we're only a boy. And they told him to get on the barrel. There was a firing squad. I said, what are they going to do? He said, they're going to shoot him. He tried to desert and get away. Well, I said, is that a bloody kid? Not him, sir. And when he tried to get on, he slipped off and fell down. And one of the officers went to him like, and he tried to give him a hand up, and he let go, he gave the officer the clout, and he got on himself, and he pulled the black bag off his head, and it was pop, and that was it, that was the end of it. That was the only one that I know, excepting this boy that told you, crying and letting it go on the bed.
And what did you think of
it? Oh, the one went crackers when we were coming out on the same day as the bottle of the song. He went crackers and he was running about with his bayonet fixed and all that, and the other fellas that were with him, they didn't know what to do. The one were pushing him one way and another and another, and we were just going down. Come out of the road, I said. So we knocked him out. We knocked him out and then we dragged him towards the desert station. Anyhow, he come round before we got there. So we walked him on. Well, a lot of shell shock to know.
I was going to say, yeah.
Oh, yes, with a 10 days bombardment, there were 30,000 shells a day going this way and that way, you know. Shrapnel 9.2s, you know, heavy guns.
So you had to be mad or wounded to survive.
Yeah. Look at them, it didn't survive. I wonder to look at them.
What did people feel about it at the time? Did they feel, you know, what a waste and so on?
Well, no, I never felt that way, and I don't think any of the men felt it that way. You see, those that had, some of them that was in the Battle of Somme had never seen any gunfire till they went into it. And being young, well, you know, it's more or less so when you're young and that. And And those that had been any length of time there had got so deep in it, it was like going to your office and working and coming back again. That's all it seemed to be. Just the same thing every day, backwards and forwards, that was all.